Joseph Awuahdarko's spreadsheet of emotion, bipolar, color and Maya Euro trademark. Date modified colon 2024-09-14T03:16:58.448Z. Description colon how using color to track his bipolar disorder allowed artist Joseph Awuahdarko to express his emotions. Bipolar, color and me, an artist's spreadsheet of emotion, Rocio Chacon / Ed Cross Gallery. One day when struggling to get to grips with a spreadsheet to calculate his annual budget for art supplies, an idea popped into the mind of Ghanaian visual artist Joseph Awuahdarko. He could use the database to track his bipolar disorder, a mental illness that causes huge swings in a person's moods, energy, and concentration levels. I'm a visual learner and I thought, why don't I use color as a language? Awuahdarko told the BBC. Color allows me to express things that I can't really capture in words. The 28-year-old started allocating to every hour a color that represented how he was feeling at that point in time, with red being the most depressive state, and pastel blue the most positive. It became something that became addictive, and cathartic. And an interesting way of monitoring my life. Joseph Awuahdarko, one of Joseph Awuahdarko's spreadsheets logging his emotions hour by hour, out of those meticulous digital records, the artist has also created a series of abstract oil paintings, portraits of his days. His first UK solo exhibition, How's Your Day Going?, makes exterior his struggles with bipolar disorder, with which he was diagnosed at the age of 16 when he had a breakdown at school. Some days are better than others, as the blocks of color in his worksheets show. He uses oil sticks to create vertical linear stripes on the canvas, in blacks, browns, reds, oranges, yellows, blues, and greens. Rocio Chacon / Ed Cross Gallery, red represents Joseph Awuahdarko's most depressive state. Some paintings are almost as neat and precise as the colored spreadsheet cells, others are less ordered. The artist does not wait for one paint to dry before he applies the next color, and as the wet paints run into each other, new colors are created. This mixing, says Awuahdarko, reflects the nuances and complexities of his own emotions. It's beautiful to see how, even though I have given these strict schematic color assignments to my moods, emotions aren't sanitized, he says. They are messy, and they flow into each other, he says. Awuahdarko was born in London to Ghanaian parents, but he grew up in Ghana, has traveled a lot and now lives in the Belgian capital, Brussels. Rocio Chacon / Ed Cross Gallery, this was the first painting done for the How's Your Day Going? Series. The colors he uses to capture his emotions depend on where he is in the world, and partly reflects the nature of what I feel about the environment I'm in. The deep, warm blue-green of teal is a color that he most associates with Brussels. Teal covers a whole range of emotions and energies that he feels, somewhere in the middle between the deep, disruptive depression of red and the positivity of lighter blues. He often paints while in a state of teal. I'm deep in thought and lost in the void of my own imaginations, he says. I am not exactly bursting with joy, he laughs, but I am engaging my mind and my hands in a way that I feel is productive. Rocio Chacon / Ed Cross Gallery, Joseph Awuahdarko left Ghana as he wanted to live openly as a gay man. Yellow is what Awuahdarko describes as a nuanced state of anxiety. It could be a moment of disappointment or rejection. It's not an absolute negative, he says, but it is something that could break you down, if you chose to allow it to. The first painting Awuahdarko created in the How's Your Day Going? Series is entitled June 15 PM. The date is the day recorded in the spreadsheet, and PM reflects that he finished the painting at night. The image holds particular emotional gravitas for the artist because he says it is when he accepted that his life was going to be based for the foreseeable future in Brussels, not Accra, Ghana's capital. Rocio Chacon / Ed Cross Gallery, this reflects Joseph Awuahdarko's day on June 17, 2024. Awuahdarko left Ghana because he wanted to live openly as a gay man, and he felt he could not do that because of restrictive legislation passed by Ghana's parliament in February 2024. The bill, which is yet to be signed into law by the president, imposes heavy sentences on gay, lesbian and bisexual people, anyone who identifies as transgender, as well as those seen as allies. I created June 15th at a time when I was really reconciling with what it meant to be an immigrant. That was daunting, heavy, beautiful and exciting. Awah Darko was inspired to transform the spreadsheet diaries into paintings by a two-month artist residency he attended earlier this year at the Joseph and Annie Albers Foundation in the U.S. The late German-born American artist Joseph Albers put color at the center of his work and has inspired generations of artists. Joseph Awah Darko, sometimes Awah Darko uses a slightly different palette to reflect moods. This record stays on a trip to New York. At the residency, I learned about the power of color as language, as vocabulary, and it really enhanced my ability to capture that in my abstract painting. Awah Darko also pays homage in his art to the bold and colorful work of Ada Kwame, one of Ghana's most respected artists who came from Kumasi but spent many years in the UK where he died in 2021. There's such an honesty about his painting and such a reverence for the colors he uses, which are so linked to his upbringing in Ghana and to how he viewed the world through lines and spaces. Another influence is Annie Albers, one of the world's leading textile designers and printmakers, and wife of Joseph Albers, who blurred the lines between the ancient craft of handweaving and modern art. Awah Darko drew on Albers' work for his most recent paintings, and also his own heritage, Rocio Chacon/Ed Cross Gallery. Joseph Awah Darko draws inspiration from his ancestral home, the birthplace of Kent cloth. He comes from an influential family of financiers and chiefs in the south-central Ashanti region of Ghana. The ancestral home is very close to Bonwire, the birthplace of the world-famous Kent fabric, and the artist grew up wearing the traditional multicolored cloth. He also learned how to weave it using a hand loom, stripe by stripe, color by color, a process that he finds cathartic and meditative. His paintings are reminiscent of Kent cloth, and the process has, he says, been almost like weaving with paint. It's super interesting to see how my heritage has manifested itself in my work beyond the way in which it obviously addresses my battle with depression. The exhibition How's Your Day Going? By Joseph Awah Darko is on at Ed Cross Fine Art in London until October 19, 2024. You can find out more about bipolar disorder here. You may also be interested in Ghana's LGBT terror, We Live in Fear of Snitches, The Ghanaian Clothing London's Brutalist Icon, Kent, The Ghanaian Cloth That's on the Catwalk, The Artist Not Surprised to Be a Bestseller, How Luxury African Fashion Has Wowed Europe's Catwalks, Getty Images/BBC, go to bbcafrica.com for more news from the African continent. Follow us on Twitter, at BBC Africa, on Facebook at BBC Africa, or on Instagram at BBCAfrica, BBC Africa Podcasts, Africa Daily, Focus on Africa, African Art Ghana Africa.